أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لتركبن طبقا عن طبق. In the previous ayat, immediately before this, Allah Ta'ala took three qasams, and in the qasams Allah Ta'ala gave examples of various things. And from those examples, which are realities, man can realize that he's going through various stages. Allah Ta'ala explained about the rising of the sun, reaching its zenith, and then it starts waning and going down till finally it sets. And after that, that redness, that red fiery glow comes in the western horizon. And from there, man should take a lesson that we are also, we start off from our children. When we are born, we grow up, we reach to a certain level, and then we start waning down again. And the day will come when we will leave everything in this world, whatever we had, everything will be left, and we will go into the qabr. Then Allah Ta'ala gave the other example of the night which gathers everything. That is, people and animals go out and earn their rosy during the day, and at night they come back again to their homes again. Like this, we also, we are in this world to do our work, and we must seek our rosy in the correct way, with the correct intention, and all that time will also become ibadat. But finally, we all will be gathered in this, back in the year after, in the life of the qabr. Just like every child is born from the womb of its mother, but from there it comes into the dunya. The dunya is one place. Like that, we all will go through our different qabrs, but there we will go to alam-e barzakh, which is also one place, and we will be all gathered there. And then the third example which Allah Ta'ala gave of the moon. We see the moon, it also, it doesn't appear, it disappears, and then just the crescent comes, and slowly, slowly it grows, and then it reaches its full stage, the 14th full moon. Like last night, we had the 14th full moon, and the brightness of the moon that spreads everywhere. So with all this, Allah Ta'ala says, undoubtedly, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ کہ تم کو چڑھنا ہے سیری پر سیری. You have to ascend step by step. Just as all these things go gradually, and we are to take a lesson from all these things which are in front of us. Even if we don't study the Quran Sharif, even if we don't ponder, but with this daily occurrences of the rising of the sun, reaching its zenith, going down, disappearing again, are to give us lessons that this is going to be our role also. And just as we see that at night everyone comes back to the house again, that we also will have to go into through this qabr and go into the alam-e barzakh, the life of that temporary stage. And from there again we see the moon also, that it is absolutely nothing, we can't foresee it, and then just the crescent appears, and slowly, just in a period of about 14 nights, it becomes a full moon, and then it starts waning down again, and we don't see it again. So just like that, we also have to, undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala says, with stress, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ, you are also going to ascend, and you are also going to go through these various stages. Here where we are now, finally the time will come when we will die. That is, one stage will be finished. Then we'll go into the stage of the qabr. How long that will be, only Allah Ta'ala knows. There are people 5,000, 10,000 years in their qabrs. How long they are, we also, how long still Allah has meant it, we are going to be there. And all that is dependent how we live our lives here. And after that will come the very great trying time of the day of Qiyamah. And there also, it's not just getting up and going to Jannah, and may Allah save us all, going to Jahannam, Allah protect us, but there are various stages that have to be passed there also. Many different stages that have to be passed. And when all that is finished, then comes the next stage, and may Allah grant us all Jannah and save us all from Jahannam completely. So these are stages that we have to go through. It isn't just jumping and going into Jannah or just getting saved from Jahannam. May Allah save us all. But it is various stages that we have to go through. The day of Qiyamah is such a day that at the beginning, even the Anbiya alayhimus salatu والسلام will be also trembling. And just for that one an error that they had made, one error in their lives, just because of that, they will be trembling in front of Allah Ta'ala. So we with open and clear sense, what will be our condition on that day? And it will be a day which will be 50,000 years long. So this is a long time. And but it depends how we spend our time here. We spend our time correctly here in the obedience of Allah and for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then that person, Allah will show great mercies on that person. So this is the stages that Allah is speaking of, that we all have to go through the stages, each and every one. Pul Sirat is another one big stage of the day of Qiyamah. And Pul Sirat itself has got a long, has got many stages in it also. As it is mentioned that a person will walk on Pul Sirat as though he's gone through safely. But then at the later stage, and he'll be happy, I've passed now. But then there will be a bridge where all those people who backbited other people, they will fall down at that bridge. And then they will see that we haven't gone across. And backbiting is so rife amongst us. So unfortunately, a person goes for Hajj Umrah. He's sitting right in the Haram, in front of the Kaaba. There also we start discussions and we fall into backbiting. Whether it is the Haram of Medina, whether we go in a Khanqah, we make our groups and we discuss. Whether we go in Jamaat, there also we sit and sometimes we make wuzu and then we sit for Mashura and we start discussing a certain person or a certain group or something, and there we fall into backbiting. And as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, a person makes the whole night ibadat. When he wakes up in the morning, then at breakfast he is making backbiting about somebody. His whole night effort is gone. Down the drain, just because of one time that he backbited. So this is, it's not an easy task. We have to be very careful of our eyes, our thoughts, our tongues, everything. We have to be very careful, and we've got a great, great journey ahead of us, and we have to prepare. As Buzurg say, that we are surprised that a person who is going on a very difficult journey and is not preparing for that journey in the least, but we are all, every person is going on this journey, and it's necessary to prepare. Yeah, for this dunya, small journeys, we prepare so much. But for that journey, we are just like unmindful of it. May Allah give us tawfiq, shower His mercies upon us, save us all from Jahannam, and grant us all Jannat.